Goldwater Institute calls for investigation into social worker who provided breast binder to student. By Spencer Lindquist on February 7, 2023. The Goldwater Institute is calling for an investigation into a school official who provided a breast binder to a 13-year-old girl without parental consent. Amber Levine began calling for the resignations of school officials after she found out that a social worker for the Central Lincoln County School System, CLCSS, at Great Salt Bay Community School in Damariscotta had provided her daughter with a breast binder. Breast binders, which are used to flatten a woman's chest to make them appear more masculine, are often used as part of a social transition. Now the Goldwater Institute is calling for investigations into a social worker's decision to give a 13-year-old a chest binder without parental consent in an open letter to Chairman Sam Belknap of the Great Salt Bay Consolidated School District. The letter reads, "We understand that in October Samuel Roy, a social worker employed by the school, gave this former student two chest binders in his office during a conversation relating to gender identity, and further told her that he would not inform her mother about this and that she need not do so either." It goes on to note, "We understand that school officials also assisted in the social transitioning of the same girl by calling her a different name and referring to her with male pronouns without notice, consent, or involvement of Ms. Levine." Notably, the letter also states, "After speaking with Ms. Levine and reviewing the relevant laws, we believe that these decisions violated Ms. Levine's fundamental constitutional right to control and direct the education, upbringing, and healthcare decisions of her daughter, as protected by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution." The Goldwater Institute's letter went on to cite Supreme Court decisions, saying that the court has long recognized that parents have a fundamental right to direct and control the upbringing, education, and healthcare decisions of their children. It appears that these fundamental rights are actively ignored, not only by Mr. Roy, but by the school and the Great Salt Bay Consolidated School District," the letter states, adding that it is not as a consequence of any type of error, but as a direct consequence of the patterns, practices, and, perhaps, the policies of the district and its employees. In the letter, the Goldwater Institute also requests that the school and the district clarify its policy to mandate the involvement of parents in all decisions by school officials that affect the mental or physical health or well-being of their students. "We also request a full investigation into Mr. Roy's decision to give a 13-year-old girl an undergarment without notice, consent, or involvement of her mother. This should include a determination of who paid for the chest binders," the letter also demands. Meanwhile, transgender ideology is being pushed at other schools throughout the state. Breitbart News revealed that in one seventh grade health class in the state, posters on the wall included vocabulary terminology like transsexual, transphobia, and even two-spirit. One picture obtained by Breitbart News even included the word breeders, which was said to be a term used to refer to heterosexual couples. The push for transgender ideology is not just occurring in specific schools in isolated incidents, however. In fact, Breitbart News also revealed that the Maine Department of Education promoted an organization called the Trans Youth Equality Foundation, TYEF, which organized a breast binder donation drive meant to supply those under the age of 18 with the device. But even more concerning, TYEF also hosts an overnight camp for six-year-olds who identify as transgender. These retreats are held in a confidential location in New England, the organization's website reads. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist@Breitbart.com.